It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 29th. I'm Ben Johnson, in for David Brancaccio. Apple and Samsung both reported quarterly earnings last week. Today we hear from the company that makes many of the gadgets they sell. That would be Taiwanese tech giant Hanhai, or as we know it, Foxconn. Alex Guana is an analyst with JMP Securities.
Foxconn saw a pretty dramatic year-over-year decline in March, roughly 19% for the quarter. If you look back a year ago, this is a company that was growing over 80% on an annual basis. And that sort of development is not entirely surprising.
Not surprising because Apple, which gives Foxconn a lot of business, has also been seeing some slowdown. But Hanhai has a lot of non-Apple business as well. Guana says its earnings report could tell us a lot about the larger manufacturing industry and how it's doing.
Foxconn is such a large contract manufacturer out there. It does reach beyond PCs, beyond Apple and smartphones and tablets. So to the extent that we map those existing trends on and then see if there are even other pressures or maybe fewer pressures, it can give us a little bit of a barometer on the broader economy.
New York City hasn't exactly gone easy on teenagers with cell phones. Its citywide ban on phones in schools is just one example. But what may be a monumental inconvenience for teens has become an opportunity for a growing number of businesses who are only too happy to store those phones. Marketplace's Kate Casey reports.
While this signals the end of the day for most high schoolers, students outside Norman Thomas High School in New York City line up outside a bright blue truck to hear. Aaron Neal is one of them.
All right, so basically when we come in the morning, we come to this truck and they hold our phones until we get out of school. And then we get out of school, we just come with a ticket that has our number. And then we come, we give the ticket in, and then they just give us our phone back.
Ever since New York City banned electronic devices in public schools, a cottage industry has emerged, charging kids $1 a day to hold their phones during class. There are at least 11 storage trucks like this in the city. Here's student Randy Campbell.
They have these trucks all around New York, so they got more than 1,000 students going to this truck, and they make mad money.
The trucks frequent schools with metal detectors and strict enforcement of the cell phone rule. Some complain that unfairly takes money from lower-income kids. Others call them sitting ducks for robbery. Edison Bardwell runs the nonprofit Legacy Youth Corps, which owns 2 phone trucks. He's trying to introduce the spirit of corporate responsibility to the industry.
We feel it's best to take a good percentage, 60%, 70% of the funds, and reinvest it into the school. The school needs help. The school needs extra funding for the programs or the activities or the training for the teachers.
So far, Bardwell has raised $29,000. He hopes others will follow suit. In New York, this is Kate Casey for Marketplace.
There's increasing evidence that teenagers, by the way, do not get down with Facebook, at least not now that Mom and Dad and Aunt June are on there. But they do seem to love the social blogging site Tumblr. So my question is there a teenage consultant in the White House? Because the Obama administration can now count their own Tumblr amongst the Commander-in-Chief's social media accounts. What's on there? Not a ton so far, but they do promise photos and little videos or GIFs. I thought Vice President Joe Biden had some of those already. Oh, that's gaffes. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.